Test presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Flapsy Maxie Rosenbloom, glamorous Gail Page, and humorous Hugh Herbert.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you. There's a castle in our dreams where we place our hopes and all our fancies, where the light of romance beams and sweethearts come a-wooing under your window cooing. Leave behind your worldly scenes, climb the stairway to the castle of dreams.
What will Rudy dream tonight? Wonder who he'll be. Will he take another flight back through history?
Will he love a lady fair? Will he go a wooing?
Here we go to Rudy's castle of dreams to see.
Oh, it's you, boss. I've been waiting for you.
I'm glad to see you have my clothes all laid out, Maxie. I'm in a hurry.
What's up?
Hugh Herbert will be here in 15 minutes to take me to Gail Page's house. Gail's father has just purchased the original kite used by Benjamin Franklin in his famous experiment with lightning.
Benjamin Franklin?
Yes, Benjamin Franklin. Statesman, philosopher, inventor, and editor. You've read the Saturday Evening Post, I presume.
Sure.
Benjamin Franklin founded it.
Who lost it?
Maxie, surely you've heard of Benjamin Franklin. He was the man who said, early to bed, early to rise. History tells us he always used to get up at the stroke of six.
One time I got up at the stroke of six.
Did you stay up?
Nah, I went right down again for the stroke of ten.
Franklin was an amazing personality, Maxie. When he first arrived in Philadelphia, he was penniless. Everything he tried was a failure. Everyone said, how long can Franklin stay in Philadelphia? But it's a different story today.
Yeah. Today they say, how long can Franklin stay in Washington?
Few people realize how versatile Ben Franklin really was. Think of his inventions. The Franklin stove, bifocal spectacles, the washing machine. But to me, the most interesting of Franklin's accomplishments was his experiment with lightning.
Oh, lightning. I know about that. When I was a kid, I was kind of a bug on lightning. Lightning Bug Rosenbloom, I was known as in them days.
Franklin was so dynamic as a statesman and man of letters that the world has almost completely lost sight of the fact that he was also a great lover. I'll wager the average person doesn't even know the name of the woman Franklin married.
I do.
Who?
Mrs. Franklin.
Her maiden name was Deborah Reed. That's an obscure name in the archives of history, but in everything Franklin ever did, she was the one behind the wheel. She drove Franklin right up to the heights.
Yep, you couldn't beat them Franklins on a hill.
The thing that always intrigued me most about Franklin was his experiment with the kite, his dream of harnessing electric power. Just look at the electric devices we have today. Toasters, razors, lamps, sweepers, the vibrator.
Vibrator?
Yes, vibrator. That's a small electric appliance. Wait, I have one here in the bureau. I'll show you how it operates. Here, Maxie, put in the plug.
A commercial already?
You just hold the vibrator now, and I'll turn on the switch. Here, I'll press it against your neck, Maxie. Show you how it works.
Oh, gee! Gee! That gives me goosebumps.
Put it on my neck, Maxie. I find it very soothing. That's it. That feels good. So relaxing. Deborah Reed. Benjamin Franklin, lightning or lightning.
How do you like that? Mr. Valley has lapsed into a transom. Transom.
Well, Well, Ben Franklin, here we are in Philadelphia.
Beautiful city.
Yes. This is your first visit to Philadelphia, eh, Mr. Franklin?
Oh, no. Everyone in Philadelphia knows Ben Franklin.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Pardon me, my name is Ben.
I know, but wasn't it getting monotonous?
Ben Franklin.
William Coleman.
Oh, it's good to have you back in Philadelphia, Benjamin.
It's good to be back. I love Philadelphia with its broad, shady streets, its charming slate-roofed houses, its great county house. It's so quaint, so peaceful.
Friendly is the word for Philadelphia, Ben. This is the city of good neighbors, good fellowship. Why, Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love.
Why, you dirty double-crosser.
Ah, stop crying, eh?
Go, roll a hot sense. Kiss me, kiss me.
Tourists. Benjamin, I don't suppose you'd be of a mind to discuss business until after you first visited with your old sweetheart, Deborah Reed. But if you have a moment on the morrow, I know a certain gentleman, Squire Hugh Meredith, who might consent to finance a printing establishment for you.
Splendid. I shall give it every consideration, and I am grateful to you. Fare thee well, William.
Fare thee well, Benjamin.
Ah, Miss Deborah.
Why, Benjamin Franklin. I bid you come in, Mr. Franklin. I feared you had forgotten me.
What, you? This precious little elf I thought of. All along the highway from Boston, the wheels of the carriage seemed to sing, I'm coming back to Deborah. I'm coming back to Deborah. I'm coming back to Deborah.
What's that doing in there?
The fellow next to me was chewing bubble gum.
Oh, Benjamin, having you in Philadelphia again brings back so many tender memories. Will you ever forget the day we strolled hand in hand along the banks of Cooper's Creek?
How tender the memory.
And the night we listened to the band concert in Fairmount Park?
How tender the memory.
And the day you asked Father for my hand and he kicked you down the stairs?
How tender. Deborah, it was not much I had to offer when last I sought your father's consent. It's different today. Even now, arrangements are being made for me to enter the printing business with Hugh Meredith.
How wonderful. Now we can be married.
Yes, I believe we can afford it. When we're married, I figure on having an income of about $100 a month.
And besides, I have an allowance of $90 a month.
Yes, I already figured that in.
Benjamin, I don't know what Father's going to say. He's so frightfully anxious for me to marry a man with a brilliant future.
Worry not, Deborah. One day, Ben Franklin will be famous. One day in the Hall of Fame, I'll have an itch.
And I'll be there to scratch it.
Deborah... In all these years I've known you, you've never allowed me to kiss you.
Why, Benjamin, you know that in Philadelphia we have conventions.
As far as I'm concerned, the conventions in Philadelphia are all wet.
I understand that one in Chicago will be all dewy.
Very well, if we must be proper, we must. Miss Deborah Reed, may I hold your hand?
Yes, Mr. Benjamin Franklin.
Miss Deborah Reed, may I put my arm about your waist?
Yes, Mr. Benjamin Franklin.
Miss Deborah Reed, may I steal a kiss?
Yes, Mr. Benjamin Franklin. Oh, Benny, call me Debbie.
Great Godfrey. So it's Ben Franklin again with my daughter. You'll pay for this hugging and squeezing and pressing of lips.
Why?
Because I don't believe in the freedom of the press. Ben Franklin, get out of my house.
But Squire Reed, where's your hospitality? I've just arrived in town. I'm all dusty. At least let me stay and wash up.
As far as I'm concerned, you're already washed up. Now get out of my house, Franklin, and never darken my towels again.
But, Father, I love Ben Franklin.
Yes, Deborah loves me. She's given me her heart. She's given me her lips. And now I want her hand.
Say, what are you doing, piecework? Get out.
I can't understand how your father can talk that way, Deborah. I'd go to the end of the world for you.
Yeah, but would you stay there?
Deborah, my darling, you shouldn't have come outside with me. Your father will be furious.
There's nothing wrong with Father that can't be cured by a little success on your part. Oh, Ben, you've simply got to make a go of your print shop.
Now, I shall work tirelessly, day and night.
When shall I see you again? Tomorrow night? The next night?
No, my precious. I'm a businessman now, and that means... Early to bed, early to rise,
That's the way to wind up healthy, wealthy, and wise. If you wake up with rings under your eyes, you will never match your wits with wide-awake guys. No big business tycoon stays in bed until noon. When the dawn comes up like thunder, he forgets those blankets he's been under. Early to bed, early to rise. If you want to wind up healthy, wealthy, and wise.
It's nice to be ambitious, but what good does that do me?
It takes a lot of money to support a family. A penny saved is a penny earned. And oh, what midnight oil I've burned. Although for love I've often yearned. I'm afraid to be delayed, my dear. I cannot name the date. Till I've carved my name in the Hall of Fame, our love will have to wait. No big business tycoon stays in bed until noon. When the dawn comes up like thunder, he forgets those blankets he's been under. Early to bed, early to rise. If you want to find a healthy, find a wealthy, find a healthy, wealthy, and nearly 200 years ago, Ben Franklin said, "A little neglect may breed great mischief." Nowhere is that warning more strictly heeded than in America's great food industry today. What a gigantic task it is to keep pure and safe the daily food supply of 130 million people. Government agencies, state and city health boards, food manufacturers, all are striving constantly to protect your food, to prevent that little neglect which may breed great mischief. The SEAL Test system of laboratory protection is devoted to his great work. SEAL Test maintains a network of laboratories stretching from Maine to Florida, from the Atlantic seaboard through the great Middle West. In these laboratories, SEAL Test maintains hundreds of men in white to supervise the purity of milk, ice cream, and other dairy products for thousands of local communities. With microscope and test tubes, with numerous tests, and checks for quality, purity, freshness, and cleanliness. These SEAL Test men in white bring you added assurance of purity and wholesomeness in dairy products. They bring you not merely the supervision of one laboratory, but the combined knowledge and resources of more than 100 SEAL Test laboratories. Let that red and white SEAL Test symbol be your guide to pure, fresh, delicious milk and wholesome, flavorful, high-quality ice cream. A little later, we'll tell you where to buy these SEAL Test supervised products in your community. Right now, we return to the print shop of Benjamin Franklin and Hugh Meredith, where they are engaged in printing the Saturday Evening Post.
$148, $149, $150. There it is, Mr. Benjamin Franklin. This week's issue of the Saturday Evening Post. Hot off the press. How's she look?
What's this, Maxie? I can hardly read the printing. You should have used more ink. The copies have come out much too pale.
Gee, boss, you told me the Saturday Evening Post should come out weekly.
A fine printer. How do you ever expect to become a reporter? Here you are making a living in Philadelphia, and on your sweater it says Chicago.
Sure. I'm going to be a cub reporter.
Well, you'll never become a star reporter unless you show some results. Did you complete that assignment I gave you?
Yeah, I tried to, but I couldn't find my kid brother.
Your kid brother? I told you to bring me a scoop.
Scoop? I thought you said soup.
Maxie, if you aspire to become a reporter, you should get around more and mingle with some of the important people of our period.
Oh, I do. Just this morning, I was walking through Penn Square, and I saw William Penn. He sure wears funny-looking clothes.
Funny-looking clothes? Oh, Maxie, that wasn't William Penn. That was his statue.
Oh, I wondered why he was wearing a hat with pigeons on it.
Maxie, please be serious. Do you realize that this is one of the most important days of my career?
How so? How so?
Today, my partner and I are paying off the mortgage on the Saturday Evening Post. Last, be able to set a date for my marriage to Miss Deborah Reed. Maxie, you run over to Deborah's house and tell her I want to see her.
Boss,
Don't you think you'd better wait and see how Hugh Meredith did about the mortgage? You know, he's a strange fellow, a man of many, except the city seat. Except the city seat. Well,
all right, it makes no difference. I can't prolong our engagement any longer. Why, this month alone... this month alone, Deborah's girlfriends have given her 3 showers.
Gee, you'd think a big girl like that could bathe herself.
Oh, good. Get out of here, Maxie. Go on.
All right, sell out.
I wonder what's keeping that irresponsible Hugh Meredith. I should have taken the money to the bank myself and made sure that the mortgage was paid off. Hugh Meredith, at last you're back.
Oh, who are you, who are you, who are you?
I'm Ben.
Oh, you're Ben. Hello, Ben. How you been, Ben? Ben. Oh, I'm on a bender.
What about the mortgage?
Oh, what do we want a mortgage for? We already got a mortgage. Go away. Hey, talk to my partner.
But I'm your partner.
Oh, that's marvelous. May I have the next waltz with you? Get off my feet.
See here. What happened to the money? I've got to know where I stand. Deborah and I are engaged to be married.
Engaged? That's marvelous. I was once engaged to a very beautiful blonde, but I broke off the engagement.
Why?
Oh, because I was a printer and she wasn't my type.
Oh, I have a strange feeling that our printing business is ruined.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Printing is a marvelous business, especially newspapers. Now you take a newspaper. Oh, you do take a newspaper, right? Well, don't forget to pay the boy.
For the last time, did you pay off our mortgage? Did you get the money from the bank?
There was no money in the bank. There was a mistake in our books.
Well, who's responsible? Who is keeping the books?
Don't ask me. I'm no stool pigeon. Oh, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. It's the 3 little monkeys. Get those monkeys out of here. Get them out.
Oh, to think that this should happen to Deborah and me. This is a great wrong, but it's not my fault. I did the right thing.
I did the right thing, too. It's no one's fault. In fact, there's a fellow down at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, said when he cracked up at the first airplane, 2 rights made 1 wrong.
You, Meredith, I'm sorry I ever mixed myself up with you. Tell me the truth. Were you always in the printing business?
Oh, no, I used to be a cheesemaker.
By trade?
No, by craft. I'm on the craft music hall. Bing, 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 they got me. Woo-hoo, they got me.
Bankruptcy or not, I refuse to give up, Meredith. There's important news to be printed these days. Everyone wants to know what's going on politically. Do you know how many different political factions there are today?
Sure, there's the Federalists, the Royalists, the Whigs. Tories, and there's that one about the traveling salesman. Remember that one?
What one is that?
Well, that's another Tory. Oh, baby talk. But don't worry, Ben. We'll put the paper out. I'll write it myself.
You will?
You said it. Put it down in black and white. In 12-point type. Oh, set it up in italics. Never mind, kill it. Make it a pie. Pie? What kind of pie do you want? I'll take blueberry. Oh, do you want it a la mode? That's 10 cents extra. No, pay the cashier on the way out. Thank you. Call again.
Now I have no partner, no money, and probably no wife. What to do? Come in. Deborah.
I got your message, Ben. Did you want to see me, darling?
Well, yes, I did. That is, I mean, no. Or rather...
Well, I want to see you. Ben Franklin, I do declare you've been avoiding me.
I've been busy, darling. Busy inventing my Franklin stove, my ventilator, my washing machine.
Oh, Ben, darling, can't I be your inspiration? Can't I inspire you to even greater things? Come, put your arms around me. That's right. Hold me tighter. There. Now what do you say?
I'd make a fortune if I could patent this.
Don't jest, Ben. I must know once and for all, are you going to marry me or are you not?
Deborah, darling, believe me, there will be no more delays. Just be patient, my sweet. And before many moons have passed, our lovely dream will become a reality. Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Until it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music. It's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven. How near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart. How high the moon. Deborah.
Yes, Ben.
If this were the 20th century, You know how people would describe you?
No, Benjamin, how?
They would say, Gail Page certainly has vitalure.
And what is vitalure?
Well, for the answer to that, let's take a quick tour of America. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test supervised products are sold. Ready? Best man.
Who, me? Who's the best man? Who?
You're the best man.
Oh, you flatter me. You're a pretty good man yourself.
Are you ready for the wedding?
Oh, sure. Brought along some old shoes to throw at you. Just got them at the blacksmith shop.
Well, what happened? Why are you late?
I've been kissing the bride.
But she isn't married yet.
Oh, no wonder she gave me this black eye.
You mean my bride-to-be struck you?
Oh, it's all right. I hit her first.
If you're going to be my best man, help me dress. I'm nervous.
You're nervous? What are you nervous about, Benjamin? Getting married is nothing at all. The parson says, do you take this man? She says, I do. He says, do you take this woman? I do. I now pronounce you man and wife. Woo! I'm married. Well, goodbye.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm a honeymoon. Niagara Falls. Over the falls in the barrel. Oh, that's the life. Honeymoon over the falls. The rest of your life over the barrel. Woo!
Hugh, will you wait a minute? You're not even married.
Not married? Oh, don't tell my wife. Don't tell my wife. Oh.
Have you the ring?
Ring? Ring? What ring?
The ring for my bride's finger.
Oh, sure. She shall have rings on her fingers
and bells on her toes.
You put the rings on her fingers and I'll put the bells on her toes. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home.
Could you? Oh, stop that.
Oh, that. Hugh. Haven't you ever been a best man before?
Best man? Sure. You know me. Always a best man, never a bride. Woo-hoo.
Now, what about the music? Have you taken care of that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Music?
Yes. I want Lohengrin coming in and Mendelssohn going out.
Oh, they'll bump into each other, sure.
Hugh, will you please be serious?
You're right, Ben. This is a serious occasion. Son, I think you've reached the age when we should have a little man-to-man talk. Now, you need some fatherly advice. There'll come a day when you'll want to get married.
I'm going to be married in 1 minute.
Yeah, see, what did I tell you? There's no time to lose, see that? Now, there are certain things that every young man should know. Did your mother ever talk to you?
No.
No? Did your father ever talk to you?
No.
Oh, must have been awful lonesome around your house.
Time for me to go now, Hugh. How do I look? Are my buckle shoes all right?
Oh, yeah.
And my white silk stockings?
Yeah.
And do my knee breeches look all right?
Oh, fine.
Well, let's go.
Oh, you better put them on first.
Isn't marriage wonderful, Hugh? In just a moment, I'll be married to my sweetheart, Deborah Reed. And then I'll leave on my honeymoon with Mrs. Benjamin Franklin.
Ooh, how do you get away with it? Gotta go. Hold on, wait a minute. Almost forgot. Got a wedding present for you here.
A wedding present?
Yeah, I knitted you some heavy wool socks and a sweater.
Heavy wool socks and a sweater? Mm-hmm. Well, is that what you give to a man who's going to war?
That's it. You got the idea.
Woo-hoo! Deborah, darling, your wedding gown is beautiful.
I still can't believe it's true, Benjamin.
Don't worry, Deborah. Nothing is going to interfere with our wedding today. Marrying you is the most important thing in the world. Nothing else matters. What was that?
Just thunder and lightning.
Lightning?
Yes. Come on, they're waiting. Where's the ring?
Never mind the ring. Where's my kite?
Kite? You mean you're going to fly a kite now?
Yes. Now is my big chance to experiment with lightning.
Benjamin Franklin, are you going to leave me here to hold the bag?
No, darling. You're coming along to hold the string.
Benjamin, we've been flying your kite for a solid hour now. We're both soaking wet from this driving rain. You haven't said one endearing word to me. Benjamin, say something. My wedding gown is ruined, my satin slippers are soaked, and I've even lost my veil.
No, you haven't, darling. I borrowed it.
You borrowed my wedding veil?
I had to have a tail for the kite.
Mother warned me not to trust an inventor. And sure enough, for 5 years, you've been inventing ways to postpone our wedding.
Darling, I didn't realize. Have I kept you waiting?
Waiting? I've been holding these orange blossoms so long that I've been asked to join the Citrus Growers Association. We should be in the house this very minute getting married.
Don't worry, my darling. Any moment now, my experiment may succeed. Lightning will strike the kite, run down the wet string, and into this tea.
Ouch! Ben, did it hurt you?
No, but did you see the sparks fly from my hand to yours?
Yes, that's the first sparking we've done in 5 years.
Darling, do you realize what this means? Electricity is discovered. Deborah, I'm a success. I'll be rich and famous. Come on, let's tell everyone. Let's rejoice. Let's celebrate.
Let's get married.
Yes, Deborah, now at long last we can be married.
Oh, Ben, how wonderful it'll be to be married to the great inventor, Benjamin Franklin. Our home will be wonderful. We'll have a little Franklin stove, a little Franklin washing machine, a little Franklin desk.
And a little Franklin.
A little Franklin what?
Just a little Franklin. Hugh Herbert, Gail Page, I hope our little dream travesty on the life of Benjamin Franklin has brought our listeners a smile or two. We've taken a few liberties with the actual facts, to be sure, but somehow I don't think that Ben would have minded. With all his creative genius, he was a human being, generously endowed with a sense of humor, and his many maxims rank with the greatest philosophy in literature. As a tribute to Benjamin Franklin, I should like to sing a song based on one of his famous quotations.
One today is worth two tomorrows. Start today to throw away your sorrows. Make all of life you can. Eventually it must end. No heart can be so broken that it won't mend, friend. One today is worth two tomorrows. Don't delay the chance to lose your sorrows. Those flowers you send in the end can't convey what it's too late to say. So don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
Did Benjamin Franklin hesitate when he planned the Constitution?
Did Paul Revere procrastinate and lose the revolution? Did Columbus wait till 98 to start investigation? Did Lincoln pause and lose the cause to unify the nation? No!
Then do not squander time. Life will not allow. So if you have a job to do,
do it now!
Start today to throw away your sorrows. Those flowers you send in the end can't convey what it's too late to say.
So don't put off till tomorrow what you can do.
Fieldtest Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.